Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And we're going to talk about the momentous decision confirmed yesterday from the US Supreme Court, namely that Roe v. Wade, that determination from the early 70s, has been overturned, and therefore it will be a matter for the individual states to determine their position vis-a-vis abortion rights, or not, as the case may be. So we're going to get to that. Hope you'll enjoy it, by the way. This is going to be a longer than usual one as well, so stick with me as we talk through exactly what has happened and what will happen. So I think it's a big, big, big moment, this one, and we need to take the time to discuss it. Hope you'll enjoy it. If you do, let me know at the end of the podcast. If you want to support the platform, please consider buying me a coffee, link below, or alternatively dropping a dollar, a few dollars, a few pounds in the donor box to keep the momentum going. Right, guys, let's get to the news that, in a way, it's not a surprise. This was leaked deliberately some weeks ago, that the US Supreme Court had determined by a 6-3 majority that the Roe v. Wade ruling was wrong, and therefore it was a matter for the individual state to take a view on what the position concerning abortion would be within that state. In other words, the US Supreme Court upheld the US Constitution. In fact, it was Roe v. Wade, that decision by radicals on the court back in the early 70s. They were the people who said, no, we're going to make this just a generic ruling across the United States. It didn't matter where you live. You want to kill babies? Yeah, you can go and kill babies. Well, not anymore, you can't. And that's, of course, what has caused what was a predictable backlash from the extreme pro-death leftards who have been out, and it's only just starting, protesting, angry. They're so annoyed. They're so upset. Joe Biden says it's a sad day for this country. Sad day for this country, Joe. What? Because the individual state can determine what its view on abortion is. Why is that a sad day, Joe Biden? I mean, I'm lost in this one here, because the fact of the matter is that if you choose to live in a state such as Texas, for example, which has made it clear that it does take a strong view on abortion and does not consider it something that it wants to have within its domain, then just move somewhere else. Hike your ass over to California. I mean, they can't get enough abortions in California, or go to Washington State, or go to New York. I mean, those states, those red states, those blue states, they love the abortion. So go there. Why are you upset that some states, individual states, will take a ruling such as Texas that they don't believe that abortion should be available? I think it's, that's the ultimate exercise of democracy, isn't it? That and this is why it's the United States of America. They are individual states. And it's as you know, it's a republic. So these individual states can make their determinations. And of course, if people don't like those determinations, people can then vote to change the political makeup of those states. But this, to me, is the ultimate exercise in favor of a republican form of democracy. So the individual state will take a view. I think out of the 52 states, I think 38 of them, so the vast majority of them, will probably keep the abortion laws pretty much as they are. And then in those other states, those more God-fearing states, those more Christian states, those more pro-life states, well, yes, things then become more difficult. But there's an easy way, that you don't have an abortion, and that is you act responsibly when it comes to your sexual activities. I mean, I know, oh no, now you've gone and done it, David. Now you've gone and really upset the Liberals because you're sort of suggesting, well, I'll tell you what, if you didn't engage in reckless sexual conduct, then it's much less likely you would get pregnant. And in such circumstances, then there's not an issue. Now, of course, people also will posit, yeah, but accidents will happen. And yes, accidents will happen. And in such scenarios, then what you presumably would do is you would simply go to a state that facilitates abortion and have your abortion there. That's probably how it would work. Now, as regards those states such as Texas, which I think have taken a very strong stance on the abortion law, then I think, okay, if you don't like it, get the hell out of Texas. Seems solid to me. Of course, as I say, this is an election. This is electioneering, actually, in many regards, because this will, as has already been taken by complete lunatics like Maxine Walters, people like Nancy Pelosi, even surprisingly, people like Big Mike, Obama's husband. Not sure what it's got to do with him, mind you, but they've all come out and said this is super duper fascism. This is the worst thing that could be ever imagined. Why is it the worst thing that could ever be imagined? Well, we can't kill babies anymore. Why is that a problem? Because, and this is the thing. I mean, for me, there is a demonic, if not satanic, thing driving in certain individuals anyway, such as Pelosi, such as Maxine Walters, and indeed such as Joe Biden. I mean, Biden will turn this. He said this is now a midterm election issue. So the Democrats will campaign for the restoration of Roe v. Wade. There's no doubt about it. They will do that. I don't think they'll succeed, however, but that's not what it's about. And they don't really care about the abortions. All they care about is can they weaponize this issue? And in weaponizing it, can that help them withstand what to me is going to be a Republican tide that should sweep across America in November? The Democrats are happy with this decision. They're just pretend because it enables them to virtue signal, to be ever so angry, to protest. And of course, we had Maxine Walters in front of the Supreme Court yesterday saying that people should disregard this and people should act. Well, that sounds like insurrection to me. So has she been arrested yet? And if not, why not? So we have that aspect of it. But then when you thought, well, ooh, okay, this is well, we knew this was going to happen, but all the same, now that we know what's happened, it is historical. Then there's something else that came out, which I found really, really interesting, and that was that Supreme Court Justice Thomas has said that R Supreme Court rulings on contraception and gay rights should be reconsidered after the Supreme Court's ruling on abortion. In other words, he seems to be suggesting that existing rulings on things like gay rights or, I don't know, gay marriage, whatever it is, contraception, that should potentially be considered as being, again, an issue devolved to the individual state, not something that is ruled at Supreme Court level across the country. So that's interesting. So if you think this is triggered, the lefties, could you imagine if the Supreme Court decided that as regards things like contraception or so-called gay rights, that is again going to be determined solely by the individual state? Could you imagine what that's going to, could you imagine that? And as I say, I mean, and so it goes. Another point in this, by the way, all these people are out saying now, the lefties are out saying, this is terrible. This is, you're interfering with a woman's right over her own body. But hang on a second. Most of you people whinging about that also wanted to get pregnant women to take a vaccine with unknown fetal side effects. You were trying to force pregnant women into doing that. And now you're saying, oh, but we care about a woman's bodily autonomy. No, you don't. You're absolute grotesque hypocrites, every one of you. And then I've got another little clip which I want to sort of play you. And this is actually very prescient, because it's from quite a few years ago. But just listen up to this exchange. This is between Donald Trump and Chris, what's his name, a former Fox guy, absolutely appalling guy, by the way. Listen up to this exchange. It's informative.
Mr. Trump, you're pro-life, but I want to ask you specifically, do you want the court, including the justices that you will name, to overturn Roe v. Wade, which includes, in fact, states a woman's right to abortion?
Well, if that would happen, because I am pro-life and I will be appointing pro-life judges, I would think that that will go back to the individual states.
But I'm asking you specifically, would you like
to... If they overturned it, it'll go back to the states.
But what I'm asking you, sir, is, do you want to see the court overturn? You've just said you want to see the court protect the Second Amendment. Do you want to see the court overturn Roe v.
Well, if we put another two or perhaps three justices on, that's really what's going to be, that's will happen. And that'll happen automatically, in my opinion, because I am putting pro-life justices on the court. I will say this, it will go back to the states, and the states will then make a determination.
So there you go. That was Donald Trump back in 2015. And true to his word, that's exactly what he did. And true to his word, that's what we've seen. So again, you know, you got to admire Trump in this scenario. You've got to admire him. As I say, not everyone's happy about this at all. I want you to listen up to, again, Maxine Walters. Here's my old Maxine absolutely losing it.
Women are going to control their bodies no matter how they try to stop us. The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them. Women will be in control of their bodies. And if they think black women are intimidated or afraid, they got another thought coming. Black women will be out in droves. We will be out by the thousands. We will be out by the millions. We're going to make sure we fight for the right to control our own bodies.
So there you have, there's Mad Maxine talking about that black women, apparently it's a bit race as well. Black, well, she maybe has a point because the number of abortions in the black community are staggering and so sad to see this. But anyway, she's defying the Supreme Court and apparently black women are going to fight for their bodily autonomy. This is the same Maxine Walters who was advocating, of course, that pregnant black women took the experimental gene therapies. So again, you know, it's a scale of hypocrisy that's right off the radar. Now, this issue is not going to go away. I would be surprised if there's not riots. I'd be surprised if there's not violence. I would be surprised if this issue doesn't fundamentally explode in the coming days and then kept alive as an ongoing election issue ahead of the midterms in November. So the Democrats would be pleased about this decision. It was, I mean, we still haven't found whoever leaked it. That individual needs to be put in prison. But anyway, the leak was accurate. We know now that Roe v. Wade has been overturned and that, as President Trump pointed out, it is now down to the individual states to take a view on how they want to deal with the abortion issue. And to me, this is a triumph for decency. It's a triumph for the US Constitution. It's a triumph for life. And for all those reasons, I endorse it and welcome it. And by the same token, for all those reasons, the left are going ballistic about it. Thanks for listening.